Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
All these ideas that we, the luxuries that we have today, this thing right now, I know there's audio, which has been around forever and a day, but the television is new, relatively speaking, right? This whole thing of computers, that's new, right? Who would have known like that this stuff would be so state of the art, right? And we haven't even seen the beginning. We're like on the cusp of what's to come, but that's my point. So what I want you to kind of walk away from this, right? It's up to you to show the city, the county, the state, whoever you want to do, by the school district included, that you have a better mousetrap. Because you might say, hey, this is happening. I see this happening a lot. I see this problem and I know I can fix it. So if I know I can fix it and I can provide a solution, then by doing that same logic, you're like, well, wait a minute. If I have all this knowledge that I've gained in, and I'm going to pick a mechanic, right? So maybe that small mechanic down the street, maybe started fixing one kind of car, right? Okay. But then the reality was he expanded. And now he has his whole shop and sometimes the bays are open. It's like, well, it would be kind of cool if I can get the Glendale PD to come and put their car here so that I could fix that car too, right? Why not? Or the stereo shop that maybe can put in some CB radios or whatever technology that cop car needs to get fixed, or the fire truck, right? So my point is this, the challenge is that, and in Spanish, we have the saying, el hacer todo haces nada. What is the jack of all trades and the ruler of none?
Oh, yeah.
So the spaghetti approach does not work with the government. Let me be clear about that. The spaghetti approach does not work with the government. You got to be precise. You have to be exact. And that's the point. So in other words, like I only specialize in one thing, small business. That's it. You specialize in one thing and the mechanic specializes in, the electrician does that. Think about it. If I have a license to be a plumber and now I show up and the job is for an electrician.
Right. You can't do that. No.
That doesn't make any sense.
I agree. Well, I guess my question in my particular situation is with GlobalFly, we do city takeover marketing campaigns and that entails multiple channels, multiple platforms, but the core of it is that we hire influencers on offline and online channels to promote the brand or the service. Now, that's where I get stuck a little bit because I'm like, well, when I go and see some of the opportunities, I see outdoor billboards, let's say billboard advertising, and then radio advertising. Well, I kind of do with my city takeovers, I do all because we get the influencers on social media. We have them create the content. We use that content on social media and then we'll use that same content on billboards. So in a sense, I'm like, oh my God, am I like offering spaghetti basically here? Because my city takeover entails all these different multi-channel marketings. Or do I need to hone in on one type of channel only and become that expert in that field to the government?
So I'm going to build on that because something that I know that we're having a sidebar conversation on, right? So, well, the way I'm looking at it from this perspective and the way the example that I gave yesterday to my partner who's going to help me to respond to a solicitation with the city is we can't do it all. And so the scenario that I had to draw out for him was look at it like an octopus, right? You have the head, you have the body, and then you have the legs or the tentacles. Because think about it. Is your marketing, your strategy that you're bringing up right now, is it going to be the same exact messaging in the Latino community, in the gay and lesbian community, in the Black community, in the Asian community, in the Native American community, in the affluent community, in the Hawaiian community? The answer is no.
No.
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
So why not team up? By the way, I highly recommend it. Team up with multiple partners where you're like, hey, you know what? I'm going to be the head, but you're going to have a say in this segment, and you're going to have a say in this segment, and you're going to have a say in this segment. So you're basically saying, look, together we can be better. Together we can be stronger. And isn't that really the message? As small businesses, and you think about it, my dad figured this out back in the day, and I'm like, and I didn't get it. I'm like, why? And now I'm like, no, we're doing this because this works.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think that's the thing. We have to sometimes go back into history and really, especially nowadays, because social media has changed so much where we forget how to communicate with other human beings. And so the basics, and going back to what your dad did, which is so genius. I mean, it's funny because I'm doing that for my second company, Roma Leaf, which is in this cute little studio city, Tahunga Village area. And we're trying to, you know, co-op with other businesses near us and get them to know us. They've been around for 30 years. Why shouldn't we introduce ourselves as the new guy? And offer them something that we can help them with. And then maybe in return, they can share it with their hundreds and thousands of established customers, right? It's such a smart marketing. And I'm amazed that your dad actually did, like, and I'm not surprised because you're very smart. So I'm assuming you come from a very smart family, but it's just, it's amazing. I love it. And I wish your dad was here to mentor us further with that strategy. I could definitely use that. Well, awesome. So then my next question would be in terms of getting certifications, right? Like, how do we even begin? Where do we get started from? And maybe this is when you can dive in a little bit about your services and how you, you know, what you offer and so on.
Right. So here's some basics. By the way, I know you said that you jumped into the middle of the ocean with no raft and no compass and no paddle.
Yeah.
I know that you said you did that. So notice what I said. Raft. No paddle, no compass, no direction. And I get it. You're not the only one, okay? So don't feel like you were out in the middle of the ocean by yourself. There was a bunch of other little floating ones. You just didn't realize that they were all around you, okay?
I didn't help you. You like pulled me out and you said, hey, it's okay. Let's just get back.
So here's really what I always say is, I want your listeners to think about this. The fifth largest economy in the world is this little tiny place called California, right? And we live in this tiny little place, right, called California. The seventh largest economy in the world is this other little tiny place called Los Angeles County.
Seventh. We are so lucky to be here.
And you're like, well, wait a minute. Hold on a minute, Jack. Are you telling me that there's huge opportunities right here in our own backyard? Yes, there is. There is right here in LA. And guess what? There is about $1 trillion coming over the next couple of years because this exciting event is coming to LA. I'm sure you've heard that the Olympics are coming to LA. Yes?
Absolutely.
And guess what they don't have enough of?
Vendors.
Vendors. They don't have enough vendors. And so I'm going to pick on just kind of the Armenian community because I know that's something that's very near and dear to my heart because I grew up in Glendale. So if you look at it, in that community, is there going to be Olympic Games? So the answer is yes. They're going to have a couple of the events are going to be in over at CSUN. They're going to have a couple of events over at the Rose Bowl, and they're going to have a couple of events in downtown LA at the Coliseum. So you're like, that's pretty close to where my business is.
Right. Driving business.
Right. And you're like, hello. And if you happen to have listeners in Long Beach, there's going to be work out there. There's going to be work at SoFi. There's going to be a lot of activity. We as small businesses need to get our stuff ready. We need to start getting ready and start figuring out how to play this game, how to get into the system, right? So the reality is this, right? You start small. You start by saying, okay, well, at least let me get my business registered at a bare minimum. Let me just get on the radar. So your activity of going to SAM.gov, technically, you kind of did the right step. Believe me, I know it seems like it was too big, but it's kind of technically the right step in a weird way, okay? So that would be a good first step, but I would recommend something different, which is registering with the fifth largest economy in the world called State of California. That one kind of makes more sense because you're like, well, I'm already here. I'll just register here, right? Let me register with this place. And then while you're at it, you register with the county and the city or just the city of LA. You're just like, okay, let me register with these guys. Let me see what's up. So then with registration, it doesn't have to be that complicated. In fact, their system's gotten easier because now they just want the name of your business, your address, and whether you have either your EIN, which is your federal tax ID number, or your Social Security, if you're a sole proprietor. I think that's where a small business owner gets confused. They're like, I don't have this, right? Well, okay, then go get it. It's free. Because your federal tax ID number is free. Your Social Security, you should have one. So that's pretty straightforward. So those two things, you can get them. And again, ultimately, it's just because they're trying to make sure you're paying your taxes, which seems fair, right? So a good starting point is the state and or the city or the county. So any one of those three is a good starting point. And then the application is very straightforward because they want to make sure that you're in their system. So there's an opportunity comes up, they can let you know and they inform you about what's happening. And so I think that's ultimately the first step. The first step is figuring out where to start. As you mentioned, I have a lot of my classes are online. And so one of the things that I actually cover is what I call clearing the fog of certification. So I have a class, it is free. So it's a free first class that I basically put out to the community about clearing the fog of certification. Because for me, if you understand how confusing it is and we can clear it all up, you're like, oh, this is where I start. Then you can start with that first step, right? And so what we've done is we've actually created classes where we literally, like you hit play on the video. So if you want to get certified with the state, we have a video, a step-by-step instructional video so that you can get certified by the state of California. Step-by-step, screen by screen, click here, click that, blah, 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 all the way through. And by the end, either A, you get automatically approved, or B, you have to wait about a week to get approved. You're like, okay, cool. Okay, Jack, I'm certified with the state. I now want to get certified by the city or the county. I have a video on that, so you can get certified step-by-step with the county, step-by-step by the city. So, of course, all this stuff, because let's be honest, there is a fee for that. You got to pay for that because there are outside parties. And I mean, outside parties, I've seen companies in Florida and Chicago who call into the state who are trying to help businesses get certified. And they charge anywhere between $500 and $2,000.
Yeah, I've been approached by them. I have been approached by them. And I don't think that's the right way. And that's why I'm so excited I came across to you. Because first of all, your free information that cleared my, I guess, fog about certifications was the key to understanding what was needed and so on. But then to have the courses online so that, you know, I'm busy and I'm not always available to start from A through Z, but I can always pause it and then go back and replay and continue the next day. And that's, but I think what really helped me besides your online courses was the fact that I know that I can lean on you and I can come to you for coaching advice and say, hey, Jack, you know, I did ABC, what should I do next? You know, and you help me strategize with my own personal, you know, business, not just generic stuff that, you know, and I think that was the challenge for me, where every information I found, every article I read was somewhat generic and nobody was advising me how to particularly take my business into this space and figure it out.
Yeah. So one of the things that we're hoping to do and things like this is really where we feel that I think we're going to make the biggest impact is if we start creating more content to cover all 88 cities in the county of LA. So one of my missions this year is to do a step-by-step instructional video on how to do business with the city of Glendale, how to do business with Pasadena, how to do business with Los Angeles, how to do business with the school district, how to do business with the airport, how to do business with these agencies, because it doesn't have to be that overwhelming. It's actually easier than you realize. They're looking for you.
Right.
They just don't know you exist.
And Jack, just to clarify, a business can go and register with all 80 cities, right? I mean, if they want.
If they want, it's a little crazy, but you probably want to start with the bigger ones because you're able to cover more area. So like, for example, myself included, right? So I'm registered with Pasadena, but not with Glendale. But I am with Burbank. So it's a little bit weird. Like I skipped Glendale altogether. So I'm like, okay, well, their forms are still paper-based versus Burbank is online and Pasadena is online. So I'm like, okay, paper-based, I'll skip it. I'll come back to it later. I'll do the ones that are electronic so I can get it done. Now, I just recently heard that Glendale is going to go to an online platform. So that's going to be cool. Then I'll just circle back and I'll get that one done too. So that way I'm registered in the ones that are online versus the ones that are not online.
Got it. Awesome. So tell me a little bit about the course and how people can get in touch with you. And if they want to hire you as a consultant, you can offer, in my opinion, you've offered me not just consultation, but strategy, which is which was super important for me specifically.
Right.
And then sort of told me, you know, step by step what to do. But I'll kind of let you sort of lead and explain. Right. And how you can help our listeners.
Right. So one of the things that I try to do is I try to put everybody through the process, right? We start out with one of the very first questions I ask is, have you at least taken the free video to clearing the fog? Because I don't want to explain it again. I want to make sure I've already taken the time to record it so that you can understand what's going on. So that's number one. So the first question I'm going to ask, have you seen the video? Not, then I push you back and say, go watch the video. And number two is, have you taken my other two courses? One is on purchasing and the other one's on procurement. And you're probably wondering, what does that mean? You mean there's a difference?
Yes.
Purchasing is credit card and POs, and procurement is the bid process.
Okay.
Purchasing are credit card and POs, small deals, and procurement is the bid process. As a small business, which one do you think I'm going to recommend?
PO, purchasing.
Purchasing. And so I have a
business. Could that apply to every business or even certain?
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's amazing. Because I think it's the bid process that also scared me too, the bidding process. I was like, how do I even get here? How do I bid? How do I write the contracts? And yeah. Tell us more about that. I'm excited.
I'm going to shock you with something. Okay. So I've been in corporate America working for corporate, big, gigantic companies for 25 years, right? In this small business space. How many bids do you think that Jack Ochoa has responded to in 25 years? Bids, okay? Bids. How many bids do you think Jack Ochoa and the company he was with responded to in a bid situation?
Maybe, I don't know. 2000.
Can you read that out loud to your listeners?
Eight bids. Jack, really? Eight bids. Okay, tell us more about this. We need to understand this. How?
Because while everybody's busy chasing down bids, Jack is talking to that guy that has a big project. That, you know what, hey, is there a way to, like, how about we not put this out to bid? How about we just do this one-on-one? Do you really need 1,000 of these? Or do you just need one? Well, I just need one right here, okay? Next week, we can get the other one over there. And the week after that, we can get the one over there. And then over there. And then so how do you help it?
How? Tell me.
One morsel at a time.
Right.
So I just took this huge deal and just compacted it to a single transaction.
So can you give us an example, a scenario of that, just so we can understand it a little bit more clearly?
Sure. So let's assume for a moment, I'm going to pick a mechanic shop because they're electric. I'm going to pick a painter this time. We're going to paint her, okay? So a painter is like, okay, cool. You know what? Glendale Unified wants to paint a building, right? An entire building. And usually when you're dealing with the Glendale Unified, they usually want to paint the whole campus. You're like, hold on a minute. Well, hold on a minute. You don't know me, right? And I don't want to marry you. How about we go on some dates?
Right.
How about we go on one? Forget a date. Can we go out for a cup of coffee? Okay. So what does the cup of coffee look like? One wall. How about you let me paint this one wall so I can show you what I can do?
Thank you, everyone, for listening, and have a wonderful week.
Thank you so much. And a quick fist bump on the way out.
Bye.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.